This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the third hour of this live Thursday edition. We've got wide open phones and a ton of other really important news about Iraq, the economy, you name it, coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Terry in Colorado. Terry, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I want to give a big thank you to you Texans that were out there protesting Fox last night. I love it. I'm amazed. I'm thrilled the people in Phoenix did it, and we're waiting for this guy to show up in Denver.
What are you going to do when he gets to Denver?
Well, we don't even know if he's coming, but, you know, you've put out the plans, and we've been reading on the Internet what's going on. And I just want to point out, yesterday when you said you were going to be protesting, I sent an email to Glenn Spencer's website. And they went on your website and couldn't find any notice of your demonstration, or we would have had that all over the country very fast.
Well, what happened is Fox was going to come in August, and we were going to protest, and he canceled. And then, you know, I'm so busy, I can't really have all the demonstrations do everything. And so a caller called in day before yesterday and said, Fox is coming, let's protest. And I said, okay. So I announced it once or twice. And, we should have, if we'd have promoted that for a couple of weeks, there would have been 500 people out there, and we should have done it.
And even if you put it on your website the day of, many of us will take it down, send it around the country, and it'll be posted on websites. As far as I know, it was posted on Glenn Spencer's website, AmericanPatrol.com, and one out of North Carolina, Stop the Invasion.
Oh, the protest was posted. Good.
Yes, and StopTheInvasion.com, but nobody could confirm it because it wasn't on yours, and that's fine. You got what I saw today on AmericanPatrol.com, which is Glenn Spencer's site, was it that, as I think, a San Antonio news coverage said you had a dozen protesters.
Yeah, that's not true, and so that must have been their online version because I didn't see that in their paper.
Well, you know, I've seen the newspapers. Most of us skip them. That's why we like to go onto websites. And Glenn Spencer has been so successful because he takes his own photographers, his own video cams, and then he posts it on his website.
Well, it's all staff.
Yeah.
And it's all staffing issues. I need everybody, if you find any articles, San Antonio Express News, Statesman, video clips on the local news channels, email those links to tips@infowars.com, tips@infowars.com, and we'll post all of those.
And if you post those, we're going to have them posted all over the sites in the country that cover immigration.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I'd say there are about 50 people there.
That's good. That's great.
But, I mean, the whole point is we can have, you know, thousands at a gun rally. We didn't have much time, but there was no one there for Fox.
Well, I love it, and I think when they said he got a warm welcome, what they meant is you put him on the hot seat. They just said it in a nice way.
So what did the San Antonio Express News say?
Well, it just kind of said the same things you were reading and you saw on the news, which was just pablum, just total New World Order stuff.
What did it say the dozen protesters
were
saying?
It said a dozen, and it was like one line saying there was a dozen protesters there. But those of us who've been at these protests know that the newspapers are really only good to find out what time the movies go.
Now, we've been at meetings with over 1,000 people that'll say 100. I have forced the Statesman. I have gone in and shown them our video, counted the people, and made them do retractions.
Well, it's not worth it if you put it on your website. We're not going to read these rags. We're going to read your website. And who do you think we're going to believe? We're going to believe you.
Well,
I also want to say this. That if you take a look at the coverage in these rags nationally, the local Mexican consulate spokesmen are saying that we are merging our communities, we are merging our nations right now. They are literally saying merging.
No, that's it. That's what's happening. They're getting rid of America. America's dying right in front of us. Carte blanche, legalization of everybody. And it's horrible, Terry.
I know, but, you know, they're not merging. We're just going to move ahead and have our own, because I'm not moving in with the Fox man.
You don't want to be his slave.
I'm not going to be, and I love that you're shouting that, and I love that you upset him. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the call. Yeah, according to one of these articles, it said he was visibly upset. Yeah, I saw that. I'm glad it's getting some coverage, better than nothing.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, when I'm wrong, I'll say it, and I really shouldn't sneak around the issue. I got on here in the last hour, and I said that I had seen zero coverage in the newspapers, and I did look through 5 different news articles of the major Texas papers and saw nothing about our protest. I did add the addendum that maybe there was a side blurb on the website or a side blurb in another article. I said, please help me find it. So I guess in a way I wasn't really wrong, but I don't like going off half-cocked. The point is they still underreported it, a line here, a line there, in a side blurb article or just on a website, and suppress the fact that we were there bringing up legitimate issues about Vicente Fox's visit to Austin, Texas, where he's giving awards today to the police department and to Wells Fargo and others for, quote, helping ram through the matricula card program. That's racketeering, folks. That's organized crime. En masse, giving people awards for violating federal law. I mean, I can say that clearly. The truth is a total defense. They're engaging in crime. I don't care if they're the establishment and say, well, we've got a different set of laws for ourselves. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And there are a bunch of states that are moving to make it a state crime for the police to do deals with Mexico not go after illegals or not go after businesses that hire illegals. It is a crime. It needs to be done. We need to move on our legislatures and block people like George Bush and Rick Perry and the socialistic Bill Clinton, Bill Richardson minion out of New Mexico. And Arnold, open borders, give me your guns, I love abortion, Schwarzenegger. We have got to do this. But it was, let's put it this way, I spent 30 minutes this morning, and normally I can find a story, bam, like that, looking with keyword searches, going to TV news sites, going to newspapers, scanning through articles, doing keyword searches in the articles, nothing about our protest. Now I've learned that at least in the San Antonio Express News, it was one line about there was a protest. In the Statesman, there was a secondary article saying there was a protest, a little blurb. News 8, I'm told, did a good job doing a piece on it. So that's good. That's better than nothing. I mean, I knew that they would kind of dampen it and underplay it. That's normal. But if there was a total blackout, I was going to be freaked out about that. But I did say, hey, you guys have got millions of eyes, millions of ears. Go check this out for me, or did you see this? And we got the calls on it. Before I go to Chris and Andrew and Mike and Justin and Wilma and others, before I do that and get into some other news and issues, I want to just tell you that 2 weeks ago, they supposedly passed a partial birth abortion ban. That's where they pull the baby's head out of the womb, and I'm sorry if this is graphic, you need to know, it's murder, folks. They pull the baby's head out of the womb. We're talking an 8-9-month-old baby could be adopted right there on the spot. No reason to do this. There's people lined up wanting babies, but they won't let the parents, they'll encourage them to kill the children there instead of encouraging them to have the children, and then CPS will kidnap your child so somebody can have an adoptee. It's really a sick system, but to make a long story short, they pull a baby's head out, suck its brains out, crush the skull, sell it for medical experiments or for body parts, for collagen. That's what they do. No reason to do that. Even Dick Gephardt, 2 years ago, the last time they voted, even liberals said, yeah, we're against this. There's no reason to do this. And I heard the guy filling in, Roger Hedgecock for Limbaugh, go, well, it's one thing if you're just sucking something out or washing something out, a human being, buddy, that's an inch long. Oh, yeah, with a heart and a brain and arms and legs and fingerprints. Did you know a baby, when it's the size of a gummy bear, jumps up and down in the womb, boings, exercising like a little seahorse? So sick, so devilish. I heard the neocon, the Freudian slip. Oh, well, it's no big deal when it's an inch long, but these partial birth abortions. I don't know, maybe it was a figure of speech, but the point is that it is not a partial birth abortion ban. They generally still suck the brain out in most partial birth abortions while it's still in the birth canal and collapse the head as it's coming through the cervix. Okay? That's where they collapse the head. Sometimes the baby would go ahead and slip out, pop out, and they would have to kill it right there on the table. And I've talked to nurses. They've been on the show. Doctors have been on the show. They've been on the record. Many times they just kill the baby right on the table. It'll just come right on out because, it's 7-8 months old. It's 3 or 4 pounds. It goes ahead and comes out on the table. And they, because of some of the laws and regulations, they'll drop them in a bucket of water. Folks, there are, we've had her on the show. There's a woman who was found by a Christian group in a dumpster 2 days after she was thrown in the dumpster. Beautiful lady, I forget her name. I had her on like 4 years ago. I got to get her back on. Saw a video on TV with her Christian show and all the evidence of it in the news articles. She's like 20-something years old now. Blonde-haired lady. Call in with her name if you know her name. And she has a limp where they hacked into her thigh as a baby. But that she's a beautiful woman, but she has a limp. Where they half severed her leg. But the people dug her out of a trash can and went and secretly raised her. And there's other people. But the point is, they didn't ban partial birth abortion, folks. It's smoke and mirrors. It's horrible. And Bush says we've finally done something for the unborn. They did that because we've put pressure on them and because the Republicans have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches, and so they got to act like they're conservative. So I want you to know, folks, people read the bills. It's not just myself who's read the bill and said this. They did not ban partial birth abortion. You can have a hollow victory if you want. Millions are still dying every year, folks. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Living here in Austin, I got to say it's a great pleasure to have met you and to be in a society where I can see, you know, where things are going. I mean, you can obviously see. And knowing that here's somebody that's so passionate about trying to correct things, trying to take the right steps and bring
it. I'm not their slave.
Right. And I also want to say it's great to see our town speak out, because, you know, it may not be, you know, a percentage point or what, but I mean, even if it's 50 people, you know, that's still more than 50 that weren't there, you know, speaking out against us. I also want to
thank... they'll promote some government land grab meeting for 6 months and 100 people will show up. We promote something for a month and hundreds or thousands show up. The point is that we're active, we're in their face, and we're not backing down, and we did put a mark on the news. We did get our voice out there and our opinion. We didn't just let them have a fluff piece about Vicente Fox.
I also want to thank Radio Free Austin. That's how I found out about it, on 91.1, to the local listeners here in Austin. I guess there's another station on 90.1 in South Austin, but because of that, that's how I found out about it. Also, about the TV footage, I was watching last night, and KI showed it. They showed footage of you, and they showed Fox. And during his speech, you can hear you shouting over him with your bullhorn, and you can see it in Fox's face getting really annoyed. So,
what time was that news piece?
I'm thinking 10. Their 10 o'clock roll time, whatever that was, 10, 10:30.
Well, for whoever taped this in Austin, please have it up there tonight for the 7 o'clock TV show.
Yeah, so KI did have
I did talk to the KI cameraman. I don't want to get him in trouble, but he's definitely a good guy.
Yeah, and, of course, great job at Austin City Council for getting rid of the Patriot Act.
Well, we showed up four times, hundreds of people each time. There's over 100 seats. They were all filled. Standing room only.
Yeah, it was standing room. I was there. You know?
100 people signed up to speak. And the statesman, I think, said there were over a dozen people there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a thought. I mean, hey, you don't have a drug problem. Why don't you go to KLBJ and take Rush's Hour?
That's not going to happen, my friend.
I know, but...
Texas Monthly owns that. They bought it from the crone, Lady Bloodbird.
Oh, TMT owns... the whole KLBJ broadcasting studio?
Yes, Texas Monthly bought it.
Okay. Michael Lavely?
LBJS was bought out about a month ago.
Okay.
So it's going to be even worse now. Believe me, I've heard the difference.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's commie light now. Hey, I appreciate the call, bud.
Yeah, you take care.
Hey, take care, and I appreciate everybody coming out to the demonstration last night. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew. And Andrew's calling us from Maryland. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. How's it going today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. It sounds like a great show. Listen, I got a couple of things I wanted to talk about. One I want to email you about, because it's a long and complex intro that I'd have to do. But about the police state and things like that, and the work I deal with a lot of law enforcement types, a lot of good guys, do really good work, really dedicated. How do we winnow out the good from the bad and make sure that, you know, empowered by a lot of the technology you were talking about earlier, you know, there's a lot of good work that could be done to put real bad guys out of business.
Well, but, let me boil it down.
Yeah, I mean, what do we do here?
I'll hold you over if we need to, because this is an important question. Last night I started screaming at police with my bullhorn.
Right.
Because I'm like a dog, a big dog. If another big dog puts his hackles up and comes over to me growling, I'm going to do it again.
You bark back.
I'm going to do it. And they were doing that, and I guess they can't help it. They see it as a threat. When I'm sticking my chest out yelling at the governor and El Presidente, and we had them get in our face and stuff. Not all of them, but some of them. And then I went after all of them.
Right,
and I just want them to know, how would they like being treated like that? So I fall into the trap of alienating police sometimes. Jack McClam doesn't. And I'll talk about how we reach out to them on the other side.
Okay.
But things are too late in the game. We're losing America, folks. And I can't apologize for getting my hackles up. So stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live. And I'm telling you, you can take over any press conference, any news event, and at least have some of your information get out to the people. If you'll just buy a bullhorn, get a cable access show, get a weekend radio show, put up a website, start taking action on the Second Amendment, land rights, the electronic voting machines, on any of these key issues, on abortion. People were getting affected with abortion, and that's why they tried to say it's racketeering for, you know, 10 people to go protest an abortion clinic 100 feet away. But again, that's been challenged in court and overturned. So we've got to get involved. We've got to stand up to the evil. Now, Andrew in Maryland was asking how we wake police up. This is a very complex question, but look, police are brainwashed in the academies. They're told it's us against them for their own good. It's a thin blue line, you know, because the public's so dangerous and we all got to stick together. It's a gang mentality. They should read their own gang handbooks and then realize that they're in a gang and follow their oath. Read the oath that they swore and start researching the New World Order and find out what the plan is of the globalists for America, and then ask themselves, is this something I want to be involved in? If I'm going to be a criminal, I might as well go rob banks. You know, if you're going to be a criminal, cops, go ahead and rob banks. Go all the way. You know, that's my point here. You're engaging in criminal activity. I don't care if the government says it's okay. That's like the government saying black people are slaves because we say so. It doesn't make it right and doesn't mean that blacks have to put the plow around their neck and drag it. They got a right to stand up against it. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that answer your question, Andrew?
It does. It does. I'm sorry, I wasn't aware that we were still on air, but I was riveted on the phone. I guess also part of my question is, we from the side of the citizenry, how do we? What do you think would be? I mean, what are your suggestions as far as discerning, you know, police leaders who are truly trying to fight the good fight, and people we need to be more cautious of?
Well, as Jack McClam said, if you're in a major city of over a million people, you have got a CIA agent. I'm talking 98% of the time.
Okay.
We've done whole shows on this. They all come from New York, Chicago, or L.A.
Okay.
Those were the first CIA bases, organized crime bases. You notice they're all from California, Illinois, or New York. They
now, how deep do you think that goes? Do you think this is like MKUltra, British intelligence type stuff? Or?
Well, MKUltra is a particular mind-control CIA program that was declassified in 77.
Right.
But I would call it more of a... it's an infiltration to federalize local departments to get federal control.
Okay.
Because if you're going to control a population, it starts at the local level. So we've had a CIA takeover of major police departments.
That ensures uniformity and that everybody's on the same page.
And then they come out and sign on to all the deals. They fly all the police chiefs to New York for these big dinners every year. And
right.
They learn what the latest and greatest thing is to do. And, hey, get this through and you'll get a federal scholarship. You know, our last police chief, this woman, she got a $450,000 a year job, 10-year endowment to the Justice Department. She's up there right now. There's hundreds of these people. That's how they pay off your police chief.
Okay.
Publicly, is so you're going to have a $400,000, $300,000, $500,000 job for 10 years endowed at the Justice Department if you follow our orders.
Okay. Well, that was also going to be one of my questions.
And another way they control is, notice they run for sheriff or push for police chief, former FBI agents or BATF. You notice that?
Okay, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, because that was going to be one of my other questions is, you know, if they're in the criminal gang, where's the payoff? Because we know it's not the paycheck.
Well, I'd say about half your police chiefs are on the narcotics dole. It's probably more than that, but let's be conservative.
Okay.
And they get caught all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of other ones get land deals. The way they pay people off is they'll, a buddy of the city, a private businessman will, who's in drug dealing, will sell land worth $1 million for $200,000 to the police chief.
Okay.
Then the police chief turns around a year later and sells it for $1.5 million. Or the police chief can own land that isn't worth $100,000, and he gets $1 million for it.
Right, right.
That's another payoff system.
Okay. And what, would you suggest, like, researching through the municipality's land records to uncover those threads, or you think
you will find them everywhere? If you scratch the surface, pus will just squirt out.
Okay, okay.
And I hate to use that analogy, but
that's
it's,
right.
It's like a giant rotten possum on the side of the road.
Nice. The other thing I was going to ask about was I'm a commercial fraud investigator. And the kind of things that you were talking about, I'm just coming into the fold, so to speak, or just becoming aware of the extent to which the American people are not only irritated but are aware of their irritation and the sources of it.
Well, then you understand the frustration of understanding a criminal enterprise, but in 2 minutes trying to present it to people. Do you see what I'm saying, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, I want to hear about your investigations as a fraud investigator when we get back, and we'll go to Mike and Justin and a few others, and I'm going to hit some other news. Stay with us, though, Andrew.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Let's move quickly to the calls because I do have some other news I want to get to. We have time. This is all important, though. The callers all bring up different angles to this criminal enterprise that is the New World Order. Andrew, in Maryland, go ahead and finish up. You were saying you're a fraud investigator. You're just now learning about the New World Order. Go ahead.
Yes, and because what I've learned in my work is that it's really not that hard. Like you said, once you scratch the surface, it all comes leaking out. And in a lot of commercial frauds, the guy earlier had mentioned how the criminals can't make any new laws. Well, that might be true, but they know what our systems are, and they operate with them, and in fact, they exploit them. Much like a shoplifter, when he learns how a store's systems work, he'll exploit the weaknesses in that system to be walking out of there with free TVs, everybody thinking it was a return or a merchandise exchange. And I think the same kind of activity is happening a lot of ways with our nation's wealth, our rights, our opportunities, and in many cases, even our people themselves. People are using the weaknesses in our systems where our founders wanted everything to be done in an open-handed and above-board manner, and they've exploited our level of trust in ourselves and in our heritage to walk away with what we made for ourselves and for our posterity, but they've got it and they've taken it somewhere else. Who's leading the fight here? How do we unscramble ourselves and get out of these people's clutches?
Okay, well, here's one example. There is over 1.2 trillion dollars, trillion with a T, missing from the Pentagon over the last 6 years. Now, if you type in trillion dollars missing from the Pentagon, you'll get maybe an AP, maybe there was a Billings Gazette article, there was one Miami Herald article, I saw one other article that was in the Oregonian.
Okay.
That's it. Maybe there were a few others I missed, but the point is, $1 trillion missing, $200 billion missing.
And a million here, a million there. It's pretty soon you got real money.
Well, yeah, and that's what George Sr. said. But looking at this, there's been no investigation. Nothing's happened. And so we all heard about hundreds of millions of dollars being stolen by mid-level officers who'd go buy 20 color TVs with a credit card and then sell them at the back of the base. But then you notice Bush didn't prosecute them, and actually their answer was to expand the limit on their cards. I mean, they're practicing evil right out in front of us until it becomes accepted norms. I mean, take Vicente Fox here giving an award to the APD and to Wells Fargo, and it's in the paper today.
And which is another weird mixing of the police and our banking system. What's that about? You know, those are supposed to be separate estates.
Well, it is, but on top of it, they're giving them an award for accepting the matricula, which is a federal crime.
Well, it's not our document. We have no, we don't even have the capacity to recognize it.
They're illegal aliens. They built a huge day labor site in a neighborhood in Austin, and there's thousands of illegals every week there. And the police have been told, look, if a citizen gets pulled over without a license, you get ticketed or arrested. I talk to cops all the time. They've been ordered, let illegals go. They've got more rights than citizens. What do you say to that?
I think that's a little lunatic. And at the same time, you know, I don't want to deny a person their human rights. You know, I want to treat people like we're all on the same team. But like you say, we have to have some rules somewhere of how as to how we're going to do things. Now, if somebody wants to get in here, hey, let's set them up on the right track, get him in here clean, make sure he's somebody we want.
But again, I mean, you ask how to fix this, the government gives them extra tuition, all this welfare. It is a magnet to get these third world populations here. Then you ask why? Why are they doing that? Drive down the wages. Causing economic hardship gives the government actually more control. More people go on welfare. That bankrupts the government more. The IMF and World Bank then own more of our country. And all these illegals then start voting and have no history of freedom and bring us into tyranny.
But the, I mean, that's another thing that's kind of hard to understand sometimes, because organizations like the IMF and the World Bank, their record as being paper tigers and utterly hollow institutions is well known and established. You don't have to search very far.
Yeah, they're just fronts for private institutions.
And they're not even very good at it. That's part of my point. You know, and you know, their track record of failure is stupendous.
But see, you're a good person, so you think of things. You know, people say, oh, education's failed, the drug war's failed. No, it hasn't. People, they're dumb. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is or who the vice president is. They don't know where Iraq is. That's how they want us. I have the manuals from before the turn of the last century where the feds said we got to dumb people down with public education. So public education has worked. It's dumbed people down. The drug war, there's double the cocaine, triple the heroin, more people in prison, more police. The drug war has worked. It's funded the police state. So you say the IMF and World Bank have failed destroying all these countries. That's what they're
that was
designed
their mission.
To do.
Okay. Okay, that's just such an upside down mission, though. It's difficult to grasp. What
yeah, but
the purpose
but we
was.
Had Greg Palast from the BBC on. Joseph Stiglitz, the head economist, go to the interview section of InfoWars and
okay.
click on it and read the interviews with Palast. They got the documents where they said we want to destroy economies, cause riots, and the deals they have say that they will then repossess the whole country.
But I mean that. I think what scares people about that is, you know, that has echoes of Masonic Illuminati conspiracy overtones. Are we heading down that path?
We're already there, and this is the chief economist of the World Bank quit to release this information. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Great call. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I wrote you an email a few days ago. I was the educator down in Florida who has been screening the films to his students.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I just heard you kind of mention it in passing.
I got a couple emails from different people, yeah, but you were one of them.
Yeah, and what I wanted to ask you is I just ordered three more of your films. I have Police State 3 and 9/11, which are great films. And I'm getting Bohemian Grove, Matrix of Evil, and Masters of Terror. And I wanted, some of these students are pretty just kind of blinded by commercial media. They echo the official line quite a bit. And I wanted your opinion on which film could possibly get, the most impact. I want to kind of shock them back into reality.
I think The Takeover is pretty good because it shows the police running the hired rioters in Seattle. That's a good example of problem, reaction, solution. But they're all pretty good. I mean, they're long, but it is a class.
Mm-hmm.
I think Police State 3 will do a good job for you. I think, as you said, Masters of Terror. Matrix of Evil is great because they'll see congressmen and women saying all this.
Yeah.
They'll see a colonel from the U.S. Army saying this. So that's a good video.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a local media house here in town, too, and I was wondering your policy exactly on screening. I know they're a not-for-profit organization, and they're really popular, here in town.
Yeah, go ahead and show the videos.
And I can go ahead and maybe set up, a regular film screening with them.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, cool. Another thing is I'm also writing a paper up here, coming up here pretty soon at the end of the semester, about police state propaganda and television and, media studies. And I was wondering if maybe you could point me into a few kind of directions with that. I'm just kind of
about
starting my research.
Two years ago, it came out that Karl Rove, the White House chief of staff,
mm-hmm.
publicly met with the heads of the broadcast TV and cable and Hollywood and said, we don't want any negative messages about the CIA or domestic police activities. And then suddenly you see all these shows where they admit the CIA consulted about the CIA, 24, Threat Matrix, and just watch those shows. Every episode's torture. Taking people's rights. You can show the correlation. Rove says do this, then it starts happening. Also, you have government propaganda placement in the tens of millions of dollars where they pay to have messages put in TV shows, just like Taco Bell pays to have a message put in to the script. The government's one of the biggest buyers now. I don't call it product placement. I call it propaganda placement.
Mm.
That's a place to look. You can show government manipulation of media by these hundreds of letters sent to newspapers. Form letters with different signatures on them. That came out a month ago. There's an article today about the embedded reporters are now admitting that they were told a lie, that they were under the Pentagon's control. There's just so much there. You've got Lionel Chetwin on Bush's media board, second command to Rove, who produces a made-for-TV movie on, what was it, was it Cinemax or Showtime, where Bush is this big hero? I mean, it's just the Saving Private Lynch. It's admitted that Jerry Bruckheimer consulted them on how to shoot the video there and what to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's BBC. I could go on and on.
Yeah, what I thought was that was kind of shocking. I was watching Malcolm in the Middle one night, and they framed the parents as being just terrible, horrible parents, just kind of your failures.
That's Fox's specialty, a weak male, the family breaking down. That's Fox's specialty.
Yeah, and what was really funny was it was a clip show, and at one point the husband turns to the wife and he's like, why don't they forcibly sterilize us? We're terrible parents. And I heard that, and I was just like, whoa, this would be a really good idea for something in a paper because most people don't – they look at Malcolm in the Middle and they don't think propaganda. And,
they had the listeners send me videos and stuff, and I pop them in and watch them. They had a Malcolm in the Middle where he's running a micro pirate, and he's crazy.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I saw that one. I'm including that in my paper as well.
So how many of your students are waking up?
I'm getting ready. That's why I asked you about the films, is because I'm getting ready to do a double screening. Both my classes are going to be watching whichever film I choose. And the students I've shown in the past, I had all but one woke up and they were thanking me, and they were like,
yeah, one teacher in California, professor, said 90%, and I think you were the one that said only one didn't wake up. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was, you know, he's, you know, ROTC, just, you know, pretty much already used to taking orders and just couldn't, you know, necessarily see it. But
you know, later he will.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. That's what I hope is, you know, even if the students sit through it now, it'll be a seed that.
Well, I hope you realize the power of what you're doing, Mike. I mean, we don't have any power to change the world unless you become the leader that you've now obviously been for years. And again, do your own research. Don't believe the stuff I come out with. Check it out. Make your own documentaries. Write a book about the subject. We'll have you on as a guest. It's about empowering people, moving forward, affecting change positively, and exposing this feudal neo-fascist state.
Exactly. Well, Alex, you keep up the great work, and hopefully maybe I'll call in some other time.
Hey, thank you, Mike. You keep it up. Good to hear from you. Justin in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mike, first-time caller, long-time listener. I've been
welcome.
Listening to you for a little over a year now, and I want to thank you for taking my blindfolds off, and now I just got to keep the handcuffs off, everybody. But I want to tell you an experience I had on Tuesday when I went to the polls. After I got done voting, I went to give my ballot back to the volunteer ladies who were manning the little desk there. And I said, so tell me about the electronic voting machines in Ohio. Are we going to get them in here? And she says, well, we may not see them in certain areas. They may be here and may not be in other places. We may not get them at all. And I said, well, personally, I hope we don't see them at all because they're a threat to the voting process. And she says, oh, really? What did you read? And I said, oh, I've been reading blackboxvoting.com on the Internet. It's been exposing this for quite a while now, the discrepancies that these machines have in the backdoor software engineering.
Well, that's putting it lightly.
Yeah.
Their own engineer at Diebold went public about it.
Yeah, and she basically just gave me this kind of funny look and, you can't believe everything you read on the Internet, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And the League of Women Voters doesn't want there to be a paper trail. That sounds real good.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just said, well, you know, you ought to check it out, blackboxvoting.com. And I left, and I had a little time before I had to go back to work, so I went home and printed out some of the press kit from their website, took it back there, and was going to pass out a couple copies to the ladies. And I gave her one. She says, well, no, I'm not interested in reading that. I don't want to read that. And I said, well, okay, well, that's fine, and I'll just give it to your, you know, the other volunteers here. And she says, no, that's not appropriate here. You know, you can't pass out information.
Well, there are actually state laws that you can't have electioneering at the poll places, so you got to stand, I think it's 100 feet, depending on the state, from the poll doing that.
Well, I didn't know, but
I'm not saying you're bad. No, it's good what you were doing. I'm just telling
right.
you why. But notice, oh, I don't want to read that. I don't want to know.
I knew there were laws against that, but what I figured that the laws only were you couldn't pass out things that had to do with the candidates and the ballot, anything that was on the ballot or anything like that. But you know, I wasn't even giving this to the voters. I was just giving it to the volunteers.
No, I understand. I'm just telling you why they were fearful.
Right. Oh, they were fearful. That's what I wanted to get into. You know, she immediately she said, "Well, that's not appropriate here." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm not giving them out to the voters here. You guys just take them and take a look at them." I began to set them down on the table there to the other volunteers, and she immediately snatched them up and threw them back at me, and threatened me and told me I had to leave. And I just couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
Well, I'll tell you what you do then. You come back with 100 copies and put it on all their windshields.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the voting council, and even though I may have been sort of in the wrong in passing out information.
No, you weren't in the wrong. You need to, you know, there's the spirit of the law and the letter of the law, and you were within the spirit of the law. I would tell you to go to the city council, go to the county commissioners, go to the county clerk, and start your own organization for whatever town you're in. What town you in?
Springfield,
okay,
Ohio.
Well, citizens, for the integrity of the ballot of and then the name of your town, and get 10 people and show up with demonstrations and show up with the newspaper, and you'll be in the paper, and your entire town will learn the truth. It's about you taking action.
Yep. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. You've already taken the first step, Justin. Ron in New York, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Ron.
It was a pleasure listening to Jack McLam yesterday. You brought up two things that I could speak to with personal stories. One is regarding the preference in education of illegal aliens or the children of illegal aliens. I had an experience where my younger daughter went to live with her adult sister in North Carolina. She did so to try and, you know, broaden her experiences in life and see another culture, Southern culture, of course. When she went there, they would not register her for public school. She was considered a non-resident, even though she was seeking to domicile in that state with her older sister. Concurrently, and at the same time, and I spoke to bureaucrats within the state educational system in Carolina, they indicated that the children of illegal immigrants were entitled to public education without there being any type of sanction or charge whatsoever for it. And in fact, that was codified in their state laws. Now, certainly most people think of a state like Carolina as, you know, many people, at least here in the North where I live, as a pro-American state, truly a red, white, and blue place. Not so. At the time, I even called the office of Jesse Helms, who was the senator at that point in Carolina, and got one of his staffers who vehemently defended that type of law, which denied an American child.
And Jesse Helms, before leaving office, led the charge for the first by Congress with Mexico. It's the same for apartments. It's the same for bank accounts. The government wants more illegals here. They have caused the problem. Go ahead, Ron.
To separate us. Now, the second thing...
Look, I'm going to give you a minute on the other side. I'm going to take one final call after that, try to hit one or two stories. Stay there. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, real quick, Ron, we'll talk to Mary in Michigan. Finish up your point about how
if you're a citizen, you can't
get in public school, but if you're an illegal, there's an absolute red carpet.
Right, and that was one issue. The second issue, which Jack had addressed yesterday, was regarding lineups at or what I would call publicity events. I was acquainted with an officer in my time who was a hero officer, truly a hero officer, who in 1994 was asked to stand in the background when Clinton and then Attorney General Janet Reno wanted to promote the assault weapons ban. He was asked. He disagreed with gun control. He was eliminated from that lineup. He wasn't. They no longer were interested in having him show up and stand behind the president and the attorney general while they promoted the assault weapons ban. And another fact that Jack touched on about you have young people going into policing, that is a problem because when you have people who come from a generation, someone born in the late 70s or early 1980s, who's essentially come from a time where there is no moral grounding. They didn't learn any morality. They have no moral self-discipline. And then you inject them in large numbers into policing and give them a badge and power. You essentially have a nearly soulless person running loose with legal authority and a gun. And this is what's causing a lot of problems in policing. Of course, I think that was all done by design.
And then the feds come in, and the feds come in and federalize your city to, oh, we're going to save you. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Mary in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, last caller.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, yes. I have a little story that's in a book here about the Upper Peninsula between the Iron and the Pine. Between the Iron and the Pine by Lewis C. Ryman.
Okay.
It's about homesteading and land grabbers.
Okay.
In the year 1881, this little Swedish man made a claim, and he homesteaded it, and then one day, and there were explorers looking for, found an outcropping of iron ore, and he came when the man wasn't home, and he ordered his wife off the land, stating he had a claim on it, and the woman didn't understand too much English. She was Swede. But when Mr. Kranz came back home, he made three trips to the land office in Lansing to protect his rights, and each time the land agent assured him that his claim was valid. And on the third visit, the agent asked him, how far is your house from the property line? About 500 yards, he replied. Then here, take this shotgun with you, and when the boardman comes again, give him 5 minutes to get off your property. If he isn't off by that time, use the shotgun on him. The next time Mr. Kranz saw the boardman, he said he gave the claim jumper 5 minutes to get off the property. And he said, by Yemeni, that feller made it in three. So the shotgun worked. Hello?
Yes, that's an interesting story.
And then number two, I have 3 points.
We're almost out of time. Go ahead.
The Northwoods in Iron Mountain. Where is that Iron Mountain? We have an Iron Mountain, Michigan, up here in the Upper
Peninsula. Well, we had a listener call in confusing the Northwoods plan with the Iron Mountain plan, and we don't have time to get off into that.
Oh, I see.
They're separate.
Okay, and then on October 26th, Terry Schiavo's video was shown on the McLaughlin Lehrer, not the the McLaughlin Group on PBS. They showed the video of Terry.
Well, good. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry we're out of time, Mary. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Be sure and join us, and if you want to support the show, get the word out and have an effect, do like the college teacher in Florida, the professor, get Road to Tyranny, get Masters of Terror, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, get the new film Matrix of Evil, get them out to your friends and family, make copies of them, show them on local access, give them to your local police, wake people up to the big picture. Most people have the pieces of the puzzle, they just never put it all together. The toll-free number to order the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. And your support is needed. A lot of news posted on both our websites today, so please go check it out. And I'll be back tomorrow with more guests, more news, more info, and, of course, back tonight. But please get the videos. I'm very impressed with them. A lot of folks are. And nobody's going to see them if you don't get them and get them out to people. It's up to you. The ball's in your court. So get in the arena. Have a great evening.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We water.